good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you on this Memorial Day weekend. We certainly remember those that gave their life. Amen. That we might have the freedom to come and worship like we do today. Amen. A lot of them in World War I, II, Vietnam, Korean, these wars, a lot of them didn't come back home. And so we remember them and honor them this weekend. And so you think about that, how blessed we are for the country. I don't know about you, but you know, a lot of people knock us and things like that. But I still believe we live in the best country in the land. Amen. Don't you agree with that? Amen. But it is good to be here this morning. Good to see each one. We're going to move right along today. Everybody knows that Sister Barbara Bennett went home to be with the Lord. And she'll lie in state here this afternoon from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And the funeral will be at 2 o'clock. And so for all this, and they'll be coming back after the grave. So there'll be no service here tonight just because the family will still be here in the fellowship hall and things like this. And so we just called service off for tonight. So remember each one of them. We sure appreciate these that have graduated high school or college. Will you give them a good hand? I'm going to call these smart kids up here one at a time. And Gage Nesbitt. Come on up, Gage. Gage graduated from Rockmore High School. His parents are Sam and Stephanie Nesbitt, grandparents Jeanette Cochran and Bernice Chapman. His plans for the future is to attend Reinhardt University and major in theater. And his biggest inspiration in his life is Jeff Hulse. And I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Was his parents. Will you give Brother Gage a good hand? And look, I've been knowing Gage ever since he was a little bitty thing. And, you know, now you can't hide nothing. Social media will catch you. And I was looking on Facebook. You know, I don't believe in it. But I was looking on, you know, hers the other day. And Gage was singing. You see it too? And so my question was, why hadn't he been singing? So, but anyway, what I hear next month, the Wednesday night young people are going to be in charge of the service one Sunday night next month, and Gage is going to sing for us. Ain't that right? If he didn't know it, he knows it now. Thank you, Gage. I love you. All right. Our next scholar is Matthew Thompson. Thomas. Matthew was going into the fourth grade when I came here. Man, getting old. Matthew was also the first one I ever baptized here at Morning View. Ain't that a blessing? And he's still here. This is Junior and Judy's son, grandparents Polly Garrett and the late Milford Garrett. Being in Lorena Thompson. Am I saying that right, Junior?
I want to teach you how to say my name.
Thomason. Thomason. All right. His biggest inspiration in his life was his parents because they raised him right and are always there to help when he needs it. And so you give Matthew a good hand. And I did not intend for the girl to be last. But Lexi McAdams. Come on up, Lexi. We are so proud of Lexi. She's just a sweet girl. And parents are Jennifer Carter and Kevin Carter. Grandparents Denise Davidson and Jimmy Davidson. Her plans are to go to Georgia Highlands for 2 years to be a physical therapy assistant. then transfer. We need all the therapy around here we can get. Then transfer to a four-year college to receive a bachelor and doctorate degree in physical therapy. And her biggest inspiration in her life was her parents. And she said that she would love to be a Sunday school teacher here in the future. Ain't that great? Wow, that's good. All right. Give them all another hand. We appreciate all these boys and girls. And then we had some that graduated college that wouldn't be able to be here today, and some that wasn't able to make it, but we give them their Bibles and stuff later on. So remember each one of these as they go out in life and just pray for them. And because so much, this is a great big world out there. And let's pray for each and every one of them. But will you give them one more hand? They've done a great job. Good job. All right, remember all the prayer requests that was made mention, those that are sick, still in the hospital, nursing home for rehab, things like this, and still got a lot out, so let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our morning tithes and offering, and so let's pray for the service. Pray the Lord just have his will and way. We leave here today saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Roof up above me, I've a good place. Thank you.
Amen. We'll finish it up. Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1. If you're visiting with us today, we thank God for you. We appreciate you. I know it's a busy day today, and we want to do that to be pleasing to the Lord. We don't want to rush Him. Amen. We want His will to be certainly done. Amen. Amen. But 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1, reading through verse number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Verse number 1, reading through verse number 1. I seen this week, and ain't that pretty? Amen. I seen that, and I had already had a message on my heart, and they gave this to Miss Emily over there where she works, and it's got all these little children's handprints on them, and I had this message upon our heart. Amen. I'm going to just leave it right there where you can kind of look at it. And everything, but I appreciate Emily. Amen. I really do. And what a blessing she's been to us. Amen. Thank God. I appreciate her. That's Shay's daughter-in-law. Amen. Thank God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter. Shay got on to me Wednesday night. Cause I always mention Dennis, but I want to make sure everybody knows that's Shay. I love Shay. She's a blessing to me. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. I told you when you hit 50, you forget things. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 4. And I want you to think about this little picture right here. All that is it's a picture of their hand. It's a print of them little babies' hands. Amen. You remember when your kids or your grandkids were at the house and we have those glass front doors and things like this, and you look over at that, you could clean that door up, but just as soon as them kids got through those handprints all over it, them handprints, them kids grow up, but those handprints and things like that, they remain forever. Amen. So you pray for us today that we'll be able to do that the Lord would have us to do. The Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1, reading through verse number 4. The Bible said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Look at verse number 2. The Bible says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." And look at verse number 3. "That therefore endure the hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Look at verse number 4. The Bible says, "No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Amen. Thank God. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff. Lord, out of the way for a little while, that I'd be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I know that I'm not nothing. Lord, but you're everything today. And God, I pray, Lord, this is the message you've laid upon our heart this week. Lord, you'll allow us to do that, God, to be pleasing unto you. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll touch the heart. Lord, of every man, woman, girl that may be here today. Lord, we ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Listen, if I had a message that I want to preach on today, and that for just a little while, it'd be on this right here. The word imprint. Amen. The word imprint. You see today, that is a imprint. Amen. Listen, neighbor, that's what I want to preach about today. Listen. Revelation is being an imprint on that word. Imprint, amen. Listen, very familiar here we see. Listen, you define the word imprint, neighbor, as creating a mark. Listen, on something or someone. Neighbor, I was walking to the mailbox here the other day, probably about 15 years ago. Listen, we had had some cement added to one side of our driveway, and I'd roped it off and things like this, and I went back to work, and when I got back home, the neighbor's dog had been over to the house. Listen, and I looked in that cement. Listen, and sure enough, there he was. The evidence was there. Listen, neighbor, he had left that paw print inside that cement. Listen, now the neighbor's gone. The dog is gone. But that imprint is still there. Neighbor, today. Listen, and I thought about that so much. Listen, each one of us will leave an imprint on someone or somebody's life today. Listen, neighbor, as you see these young people that's graduating, listen, no doubt someone has made an imprint in their life. Listen, and no doubt each and every one of us will make an imprint in somebody else's life. Listen, Paul here was a mentor to Timothy. Neighbor, today, his first letter he addressed him, listen, as his son in faith. Neighbor, today, listen, he picked him up there to, listen, to assist him in the power, listen, to be his spiritual mentor. Listen, I want to stop right there. Listen and say how very important, neighbor, it is today to have our spiritual mentors in their life. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, as I look back over my life, listen, and I think about the men and women that had an imprint in my life. Listen, neighbor, that was a spiritual mentor to me. People like Brother George Robinson and Brother Carl Robinson and Lawrence Garrett. Listen, all these things, my dad. Listen, these spiritual mentors. Listen, and Brother Royce Campbell. Listen, how I used to love just to go hang out with them. Listen, neighbor, today. I just like to be around them. Listen, and I like to talk to them. Listen, they mentored this little preacher right here. I've said this a lot of times. Brother George Robinson used me. Listen, more than probably anybody else did. Listen, a lot of times on Sunday morning. Listen, at 8:30, my phone would ring and it'd be old Brother George. He'd call and he'd say, "Can you come on up and preach for us this morning?" Neighbor, you just had to be ready. Listen, neighbor, we'd make our way. But those mentors in our life, Brother Johnny, they made an impact. Listen, they made an imprint in me. Listen, neighbor, I believe I am the man I am today for those that have gone before me. Those that imprinted my life and molded me and made me. Listen, somebody said, "Well, you're one of them old-fashioned preachers." Yeah, because it's them old-fashioned preachers that I came up under. Listen, neighbor, today, and they mentored. Exactly, Brother Dwayne, what Paul was to Timothy. He was a spiritual mentor to him in his life. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, so many times we need those. Listen, the power of a spiritual mentor. Listen, Paul invested his time in Timothy's life. Listen, amen, he brought him up. He was his admiration. He showed him, he taught him, listen, all about the ministry and all about preaching the gospel and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, an inspiration, an imprint in my life. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, I remember when I was in about the ninth grade. Do you remember having to take typing? Listen, some of you won't have a clue, but we had had to take a typing class, and we're going in that class. I listen, amen. And I think my teacher, I believe it was Miss Hogg, I believe was her name. I listen, but anyway, I listen, I go in that class, and I'd sit there in front of that old typewriter, and it was, I looked like it already been there for 40 years. I listen, and amen, she'd tell me, I'd sit there and I'd type with one finger. I listen, amen, and amen, and I'd tell her, so well, this ain't going to really, amen, amount to me very much. Amen, she'd always say, she'd call me Mr. Hulsey, and she'd say, Mr. Hulsey, one of these days, amen, you're going to need this. I listen, and sometimes when I'm sitting at my desk, amen, at work, amen, and I'm on that keyboard, and I'm typing like this, I can hear Miss Hogg, I say, Mr. Hulsey, you're going to need this. Amen. Amen. She made an imprint in my life. I listen, and that's what exactly, Brother Matt, Paul was doing to Timothy. He was making an imprint, an indention in his life that was going to last forever. I listen, but I thought about these three imprints. Amen. We can go back. I listen, and I can look over at my lifetime, and I know a preachers and Sunday school teachers, amen, and singers that made imprints in me. I listen, neighbor, today. I listen, but I think about these three imprints that Paul made on little old Timothy as he took him under his wing. Amen. The problem nowadays, amen, is a lot of people think they know it already. I listen, so you can't help them. I listen, neighbor, today. Timothy didn't feel that way. He wanted to know everything that Paul knew. Amen. He wanted to know the God he knew. He wanted to know the power. Listen, that he knew. But three things that we think about. And when we think about that word, imprint. Listen, somebody has made an imprint in your life. Listen, and you have made an imprint out of somebody's life. I see, my friend, this little old hand, I listen, amen, Maddie S. over here, I listen, amen, that little old hand, it's going to grow, I listen, and there'll be teachers one day, there'll be song leaders one day, I listen, and there'll be preachers one day, I listen, but Emily, they'll never forget the imprint that you was in their life. I listen, neighbor, today. Amen. I see, my friend. That's a powerful word. Imprint. How to make a mark. How to change somebody's life. Amen. From one thing to another. It ought to be our desire. How to make an imprint on somebody in our life today. Make an imprint. But three things today we see. Amen. That Paul made an imprint on. Number one, amen, he made an imprint by his passion. Amen. He made an imprint by his passion. Amen. Listen, that word passion today means this. Amen. A strong sense of enthusiasm. Amen. Amen. Timothy looked at Paul and he seen his passion. He seen his enthusiasm. Amen. He had a passion for Christ. Amen. He said, for me to die, be the gain. Listen, he had a passion for Christ. He left the imprint on this young man. Paul had amen, he had an imprint for the ministry. Amen. Listen, on the road to Damascus. I thank God. Amen. I listen. The Lord, I believe, amen, had already been dealing with him. I believe that. I listen. I thought about that this week. Amen. Amen. Paul looked at God one day, and Brother Dennis, he said, it's hard for me to kick against the prick. Let me tell you what that means. I mean, if you look in the Greek and you look in the Hebrew,
back then. Them pricks were called goats. Listen, and they'd pull them around them sheep or oxen, whatever was hauling them. They was long. Amen. A flat end on one side. The other end was real sharp. Listen, amen. And when that oxen didn't want to go in the direction that he wanted it to go, that owner, he hit that goat. Listen, and that sharp end, it would go into the flesh. Amen. Paul said, I'm telling you, hey, I done been pricked. You done got a hold of me. It's hard for me to keep kicking against it. Thank God. That's what I'm talking about. Thank God. He said, I see the passion in your life. He said, I can't kick you to rip my flesh off. Thank God. He said, I can't kick against it anymore. Thank God. And when Paul got saved on that road to Damascus, that great light shone down inside of him. Man, he changed his life. He changed his talk. He had a passion for Christ. He had a passion for the ministry. Hey, man. Hey, man, listen. Hey, man, not only that, but he had a... I'm going to just tell you what he had. Hey, man, Paul just had a God-given burden. Hey, man. Hey, man, he just had a burden. He said, there's something that burns down within inside me. Hey, man, Paul had a burden how to serve God. He had a burden for the ministry. He had a burden for a lost and dying world. A neighbor, and Paul passed that imprint. Amen. I believe he slapped it in old Timothy's brain. Listen, Timothy said, I don't know this thing about Paul, but he loves the Lord. Listen, amen. And this passion that Paul had, it imprinted Timothy's life, and it changed him forever today. Imprint. Imprint of somebody else's life. Thank God that God can take a nobody and make a somebody. Hey, man, there's none of us here by mistake. There's none of us here by accident. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. And you think about the imprint that people have had on us. But the greatest influence and imprint that I have, that I've got the most passion for, a neighbor, is the Lord Jesus Christ, that wiped away my sins and wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life and set me free. Listen, I'm telling you today, I don't want to go to heaven just to get a new house. I don't want to go to heaven just to walk on them streets of gold. I want to go to heaven because I love the Lord. And I want to see him. I want the same passion that Paul had. Amen. And Timothy, I've seen that imprint in him today. That imprint. Them imprints that Paul passed on down to Timothy. Sometimes I can say things or do things, and it reminds me of my dad. Amen. And I know that he imprinted that within my heart. He imprinted that within my mind. Them imprints, like those little hands that them kids made for Sister Emily, because she's no longer going to be working there. She's fixing to have a young'un of her own. And I listen, neighbor, them little children will never forget the imprint that she had on her life. Amen. If I ask you today, who was your first grade teacher? Most everybody in here could remember. You could. You know why? Because they had an imprint. Who was your second grade and third grade and fourth grade and so on? And listen, I certainly knew every principal I had. Amen. Amen. But they all, believe me, some of them made imprints on me. Amen. But we're to make an imprint on somebody's life. That's exactly what Paul was doing to Timothy. He had made an imprint on him. Amen. His passion. He's seen his passion. Oh, listen, that the world could see our passion for Christ. Our passion for Christ. We got a passion for everything else. Man, we go to the Braves game, we tomahawk, we holler, listen, I've been to football games before, and when I leave, I can't even speak. My voice is gone. Preacher, you get that excited? I do. If you don't like it, don't sit around me. I just get excited. I get excited. But boy, what the passion I have for Christ. The passion I have for Christ. To tell somebody about Jesus Christ and what he can do, how he can mold you and make you into the image that he wants us to be. Imprint. Imprint. People have an imprint on their life. That's what Paul had on Timothy. He had put an imprint upon him, and he's seen the passion that he had. He's seen the passion that he had. Then number two. Not only did he see the passion, but he's seen Paul's purpose. He's seen his purpose. He said, it's not that I may gain, or it's not that I may obtain anything. I want people to know Jesus. I want people to hear about Jesus. Timothy's seen the imprint of the purpose that he had upon his life. Look at what the Bible said in 2 Timothy. Chapter number 3, verse number 10, and verse number 11. Talking about the imprint. That little imprint. We've got pictures. You know, when our children are growing up, they write them little pictures and we put them on the refrigerator wall. Them little hands that were created on this picture. They were done for a purpose. Each one of us today, we have a purpose. And the world looks at what our main purpose is, what we're mostly focused with. Listen, Timothy's seen this, and Paul knew Timothy was coming up later on in life. When he was on his deathbed, who did he call out? He called Timothy. He called Timothy. Why? Because he had mentored to him, and he had raised him. He raised him to do that. That purpose and that passion. Oh, listen what he says. He said in 2 Timothy 3 and 10. He said, but thou hast fully known. He's telling Timothy this. Paul is. He said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine and manner of life. He said, Timothy, you know me. You know me. You know me. He said, you know my manner of life and my purpose. Faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. What was this doing? It was imprinting them into Timothy's life. It was imprinting them into Timothy's life. He was so proud of Timothy. He loved Timothy, how he came up and how he took on the doctrine and he took on the faith of God and how he was doing that for his life. He said, but I fully know my doctrine, the manner of life, the purpose of faith, long suffering, charity, patience. And look at verse number 11. But he said, I want you to also know that persecutions, afflictions, which they came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. But look at this. He said, you know, I endured all these things. All the troubles, all the heartaches. Do you know, you do realize that? All these things Paul went through. He said, I've been through it all. He said, but Timothy, I want to imprint in your heart that through it all, through it all, through all the sorrows, through all the heartaches, through all the trying times, through all the battles, through all the storms in your life, he said, the Lord deliver me all. The Lord deliver me through all of them. Thank God. Ain't you glad? When we're standing upon the mountain and we look back down that valley where the Lord has brought us from, Thank God I'm not what I used to be, but thank God I'm not yet what I'm going to be in Christ Jesus today. He's still working on me. He's still imprinting upon me the love of God. The love of God. But Paul imprinted these things in Timothy. Timothy's seen his passion. I wonder today, does the world see our passion for Christ? Is it just on Sunday morning or just on the weekend, on the seventh day that the world sees us put our church clothes on and we go to a house of worship and we sing and we praise and we do all these things? I wonder, does the world see that? Or do they see that passion like Paul had? He said, I die daily. I die daily. Amen. Thank God, does he see that passion? See, God don't want weekend visits. He wants full custody. Amen. He wants full custody. He wants full control of our life today. We see that passion. We see his purpose. His purpose, his love. Even when he was making tents, I hear him singing, he loves me. He loves me. Oh, in the hot of the day, making no more tents, he's crying and pleading and saying, he loves me. And then when he was on the street corners, and he was preaching the gospel, and people was turning their backs, he's saying, hey, God loves you. God loves you. Then we see him from making the tents to preaching on the corner to now he's in shackles. He's bound in chains. And the Bible said they throw him in the inner prison and he's still saying, God loves you. Boy, that's passionate. That's with a purpose. Paul said, through all these things, through all these things, he delivered me and you. He delivered me and you. Victory is ours. And victory can be ours if we'll have that passion and we'll have that purpose. Imprint. Imprint. Them little old hands. You remember that? Them little old hands. Hold that up again, Emily. Hold it up high. Turn it around. Turn it over here. Turn it over here. Turn it over. There you go. Imprints. Good job. Good job. Imprints. Them little hands made imprints. One day, them children going to be grown and they'll have kids of their own. But those imprints. It's like your fingerprint. Do you know you're the only one that's got that? There's no mistake. If I go down here and I rob a store, which I'm not going to do, but if I went down here and I robbed the store and I put my hands all over that glass, I put it on the door, I shoved it. There's no chance of them coming, and they'll come and they'll do this right here. I've seen them. They'll take that little duster. See, I've learned all this stuff. They'll do that. Then they'll send it into the crime lab. And there's no chance in the world that that'll ever come back that it was Herman Garrett that robbed that store. Even though I'm telling them it is. You know why? Because they got my imprint. They got my imprint. Nobody else has got an imprint like Jeff Holsey's got. You can believe that. Imprint, that fingerprint. That's why they want to fingerprint you. Amen. They got you. That imprint. Nobody's got one like you. The imprint. And that's exactly what Paul and Timothy saw in Paul. He put an imprint in his life. He put an imprint in his life. We got to hurry. We got to go on. Not only, number one, did he see the passion. Not only did he see the purpose. But number three, Timothy seen the pace. He seen the pace that Paul was working in. He was working because one writer said, this life is like a vapor. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. We're burying one of our saints of God that used to sit in the choir every Sunday. They used to sit right over here about where Miss Kathy's sitting in that area for years and years and years. But life has swiftly passed. And Timothy seen that pace of the work. He said, work while it's day, for nighttime cometh when no man shall work. He seen the pace. Paul set the pace. He set the pace on running the race. He set the pace on running the race. He left an imprint, the life that we have today. He said the works that we do, we must do quickly. 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 What is 3 years? What is 5 years? What is 10, 20, 30 years? Blink of an eye and we're there. Paul seen this in Timothy. Paul seen, Brother Dennis, that Timothy, that Timothy seen in Paul, he never slowed down. They said, we're going to throw you in prison. He said, I'm going to preach it anyway. We're going to shackle you. I'm going to preach it anyway. Imprint. Imprint. Each one of us have an imprint on someone's life. Amen. That's why it's important. The Bible says to train up a child in the way he should go, and that when he is old, he would not depart. That's why it's important to bring them to the house of God, that we imprint that within them, that they'd know that God, no matter whatever else, God is number one. God is number one. God invest. You know what? I thought about this. God invested his only son in you and I. He loved you and I that much that he invested his son that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Imprint. Paul seen his passion, or Timothy's seen his passion, he's seen his purpose, and he's seen the pace. No time to slow down. No time to retreat, but it's time to press toward the mark. Finish well. Paul later on in life had come down to him to lead the walks of this life, and he calls Timothy in. He told Timothy, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. And I have finished my course. But it was not finished there. For what he did next, he passed that baton on to you, Brother Ricky. And then Brother Ricky must pass it on to Brother Robert. And then Brother Donald. That baton just keeps going from one generation to another. Amen. Amen. From Jake Cash to Raymond Cook, from Billy Graham to all these other preachers, to one day it come down and that thing landed in my hand. But one day I'll pass it on over. my work will be done. And victory will be won. Amen. Imprint. Imprint. We're all making imprints in someone's life. I want to see that passion. I want to see that excitement, that passion, and that purpose. And I want to see the pace that we go about it, serving God's will. We want to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your mind. We don't know your hearts today. The Holy Spirit of God dealt with you, and you feel like you ought to come. These altars are always open. Amen. What about it today?
I heard a noise.